How are you doing this morning? Lena in Chicago with Morning Minutes, James chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. We're going to be wrapping up the chapter 4 of James, and we only have one more chapter to go. This is an awesome study, episode 40. Today is teaching understanding the lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. Understanding the lordship of Christ. Here, let me read you the verses. Remember, we were talking about this test of dependence, about the fact that our life is short, and now we hit verse 15 through 17. Instead, you ought to say, instead of what? Okay, let me back up. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What's your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Man, James is stuck on this theme. Obedience is so critical. If you know what to do, you got to be doing it. That's how you show that you believe it. Otherwise, you don't really believe it. Like the demons, they believe it and they don't do it. Now, let me kind of focus us in on today's teaching, understanding the lordship of Christ. We're talking about how short life is and how that should impact your days today. Point number one, when Jesus is Lord of your life, you have renewed confidence. Okay, this is awesome. Yesterday we were like downers. Oh, life, you know, you don't know how much time you have. The flip side is we have confidence. This is awesome. And I don't know how long I have, but I have confidence. What kind of confidence? You don't have to worry about wasting your life. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, frankly. There's so much anxiety that you can bottle up in a big old bag and throw it out the window. You don't need it. Because why? We have confidence because we know we got today. We know God's got tomorrow. So we don't have to worry anymore about the fact that our moments are wasted. Oh, what am I going to do? A 5-year plan, 10-year plan. That's already time saved from having to write those things down. Like, I'm not saying don't have a plan for the future, but you can relax about it. You can chill about it because you know that there's is certain uncertainty that sort of gives us confidence in an ironic way. And here's what else can give us confidence. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. You can live according to his purpose. See, that is a point of confidence. Because we know that God is in charge, because we are living under his lordship, we know that he has a purpose in our life, that even though life might be short, it's always perfectly according to his will. So that you will leave this earth the minute God says it's time, not a minute before. That means you can go skydiving, jumping out of airplanes if you want, whatever it is that you feel like doing. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying you can do that because you have the confidence. People say to me sometimes, aren't you afraid? You go back to Lebanon, work with Syrian refugees. Every 3 months I do that. I love going to dangerous places. I don't put myself there on purpose, but I happen to have a calling that takes me to those places. I'm an emergency medicine doctor, for goodness sakes. And I tell them all the time, man, I am safer there than I am crossing my street in front of my house. If God decides to take my life, he's going to do it whether I am in Bali, or which I've never been to, but I would like to go, or if I am in Beirut, Lebanon. And so, no, I'm not scared because I'm living under the lordship of Jesus Christ in my life. When Jesus is Lord of your life, you have renewed confidence. Number two, when Jesus is Lord of your life, you have renewed freedom. We've got freedom. We can breathe. We don't have to be weighed down by worries and despair. We are free to obey him completely because we know that this life is not forever, because we know that we're going to spend our life in eternity. Now we are free to obey him. It becomes the goal of our life. Why? Because we want to live in his pleasure, not to make him happy. He already loves us. He looks at us with favor because he sees Jesus in us, but we live in obedience because we know that every moment counts. And if he's our Lord and Savior, we want to do what he asks us to do. We are free of worry about tomorrow. Speaking of, by the way, of lordship, I feel like I've got a little time here, famous last words, but Exodus chapter 20 is one of my all-time favorite, actually 21, sorry. Exodus 21 is one of my favorite biblical illustrations on what it means to be under the lordship of Jesus Christ. The writer of Moses in Exodus 21 is talking about the laws about slaves. And I know we don't, in 2017, nobody wants to think about the fact that there were slaves in the Old Testament, but there were. And it says, these are the rules that you shall set before them. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh year, he will go out free for nothing. If he comes in single, he will go out single. If he comes in married, then his wife will go out with him. Now listen to this. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's and he shall go out alone. But if the slave plainly says, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free, then his master will bring him to God and he will bring him to the door of the doorpost, and his master will bore his ear through with an awl and he shall be his slave forever. This is discipleship. This is lordship of Jesus. Is you are free to go, but you don't want to go because you're recognized. My master loves me so much. There is no better place for me to live than right here under his care. When Jesus is Lord of your life, you have renewed freedom. You want to do what he wants you to do. You don't have to worry. You're free of this weight on your life. And then lastly, when Jesus is Lord of your life, there's nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot do. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Listen, you have the freedom to obey. There's no command that God has given you that you can't do because he is Lord of your life. He's going to help you do it. You have the ability to overcome sin. Don't ever say, man, I can't overcome this addiction. In Christ, all things are possible. You have the humility to live in complete dependence, and you have the ability to obey everything that God has asked you to do. That is what it means to be in living under the lordship of Jesus. It is understanding this love relationship that has freed you, given you confidence, and the ability to do anything that you set your heart out for it that is commanded and expected and invited by God in your life. So this is awesome. It is a reminder again of how great it is to be called a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Are you living like these things are true in your life? And if not, will you start doing it today? Hey, I'm your friend. My name is Lena, and I love you and I'm praying for you. I'll see you again tomorrow.